Shortly after 9 a.m., a nurse in Queens rolled up her sleeve and received a vaccine.
An hour later, Vermont's three electors cast their votes for the Democratic candidate for president.
The U.S. Electoral College, required by Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, meets every 4 years with one purpose.
Two events, typically routine, but in 2020, they are momentous.
Across the country today, healthcare workers received the first doses of an authorized coronavirus vaccine, and members of the Electoral College met in every state to affirm the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I am pleased to announce that Joseph R. Biden has received 16 votes for President of the United States.
An election President Trump still falsely insists he won.
Inside state capitol buildings, in Zoom rooms, and in a college gym in Delaware, members of the Electoral College swore their oaths and signed off on their electoral votes.
I, Patricia Young,
do solemnly swear.
Governor Lee, for President of the United States, electors for the state of Tennessee cast 11 votes for Donald J. Trump.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, for President
of
the United States,
and for Kamala D. Harris.
A motion to adjourn the 2020 meeting of the Electoral College of Wisconsin.
It was in Wisconsin and Michigan that officers had to escort some Democratic electors into the building. In Michigan, the Capitol building was closed to the public because of threats of violence.
In Arizona, electors met at a spot that they had kept secret until voting started for safety reasons. But despite a tumultuous presidential election, Arizona's Secretary of State Katie Hobbs said democracy prevailed.
This is likely the beginning of a lengthy debate about how to reclaim faith in our democratic institutions. I look forward to those discussions with people of good intent and interest in rebuilding our faith in each other.
Some of the last electors to meet today were in California. The state's 55 electoral votes put Joe Biden over the top, affirming him as the president-elect.